responsively, I will begin with the odd verses, verse 1. And congregation, please respond with the even verses. Acts chapter 3, verse 1. One day Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer at 3 in the afternoon. Saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, the beggar held on to Peter and John, all the people were astonished and came running to them in the place called Solomon's Colonnade. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant Jesus. You handed him over to be killed, and you disowned him before Pilate, though he had decided to let him go. You killed the author of life, but God raised him from the dead. We are witnesses of this. By faith in the name of Jesus, this man whom you see and know was made strong. It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that has given this complete healing to him, as you can all see. So it's our privilege to have Reverend Lytton Wu speak to us this morning. He's from True Light Church in Streamwood, and I was talking to him earlier about a song that we sang as a family also with this particular message that he will bring to us. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. And so we, I think our children grew up in the same time when we were learning some of these songs. So I welcome Reverend Wu to speak to us. Thank you. It's our privilege to have you.
Thank you, Mrs. Stanford. It's a great privilege and a joy to worship together with you this morning and to share God's word with you. I want to thank Pastor and Mrs. Tam and the church for the privilege this morning. And you know, when I first came to Chicago and came to know Pastor Tam, and we have a prayer, Pastor's Prayer Fellowship here in Chicago, and you know that. And he used to serve as one of the officers. And so got to know him through the monthly prayer meeting and just respect him so much. And he's an example of commitment, faithfulness, and steadfastness. So may the Lord continue to bless Reverend and Mrs. Stam, their family, and the ministry here. Let's open our hearts to the word of the Lord this morning. Have you ever heard people ask, what makes the world go round? When I was younger, I heard people say, Right? What makes the world go round? Right? I heard people say money. Money makes the world go round. I mean, there may be other answers. Right? I think many people would think it's money that makes the world go round. So in the passage we just read, right? Even for this man, right? Like the passage we read from Acts 3, for this man, he says, who was lame from birth. And it says he was carried to the temple gate every day. And for him, what was he looking for? He was asking for alms, for money. Right? The Bible, we just read the passage. Every day he was carried to that temple gate. And he stretches out his hand and asks alms, asks money of everyone going into the temple. Now, I was born and raised in India. And when I read this, you know, it's so familiar to me. For in India, right, back in India, outside every temple, outside every mosque, there are many beggars. Some are like this man with physical disability, while some are physically looks okay. But they are all there, right, asking for alms. And it seems when people go to the temple or when they go to the mosque, you know, they are inclined to do charity, to give alms, give money. And so here it seems, in Jesus' time, outside the temple, it was the same. So this man with physical disability, lame from birth, was carried every day to that door. And he was asking for money. I think we could all understand that, right? Money is so real, isn't it? And our daily living is also real. And it is so true that money can help us do many things, at least buy food, the clothes we wear, a house to live in, our daily necessity. All right? Money is important. But very often we think that it's money that makes the world go round. Money is the all and the end all of everything. And that's what this man thought, you know. Just picture the scene. Right? Every day he was brought outside the temple. Right? You could say, so close to God, right? So close, right outside the temple door. On the other hand, he was stretching out his hand for alms, for money. Of course, not to look down on money. Right? He was, the Bible, if you go on to chapter 4, you'll see he has been lame for 40 years. So begging and receiving alms have helped him to live that long. Right? So it has supplied his needs. So not looking down at the money that he was receiving. It helped him to live. But yet, what did Peter and John say to him? Right? In the passage we just read, ask him to look at them. Right? And so he turned his attention to them, expecting to receive something. He said, expecting to receive some money. But then I think Peter said something that he didn't expect. And I think none of us, right? None of us, when we first read this passage, would expect. Says, silver and gold I have none. But such as I have, but all that I have, I give to you. So just picture this scene, right? He'll say, silver and gold I do not have. So what else do you have? Or what else could you give me? That would mean something, right? If silver, or if you don't have money, if you could not give me money, what could you give me? That would be of value, of use to me. But you see, Peter and John, they were confident. And they were not apologetic, right? It's not like, you know, it's like, you know, very apologetic, oh, I don't have gold, I don't have silver. You know, it says full of confidence, Peter and John says, silver and gold I do not have, but what I have I give to you. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, walk. If you look at the King James Version, right? When I was younger growing, we were used to reading King James Version. And so it would say, rise up and walk, right? Our NIV says, walk, right? In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. King James Version says, rise up and walk. Every day he was being carried, right? This man was carried to the temple gate. And he stretched out his hands for alms. No one said anything like this to him. Some may give him money, some may have not, right? Just pass on. But no one until here, right? When Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up. Right, the passage goes on to say, so Peter stretched out his hand, right, to lift him up. And as Peter lifted him up or took his hand, it says his ankle and his leg became strong, right, received strength, right, feet and ankle became strong, and he rose, right, he got up. And not just that, he could walk, right? You find the passage states he started jumping, right, running, and entered into the temple with Peter and John. And the Bible tells us everyone over there who saw him recognized him as the man who sat at the temple door asking for alms. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what has happened to him. The Bible tells us they were going to the temple. It was the hour of prayer. And here, right at the door, a miracle happens. A man lame from birth, in Jesus' name, rose up and walked. And we were all amazed. Sure, I'm sure if you and I were there, we would be amazed too, right? We have seen this man there, not lame from birth, and suddenly walking, not just walking, jumping and leaping, running into the temple prayer to praise God. And as the people were looking at Peter and John with amazement, Peter tell them, why are you looking at us? As if it's by our power or our godliness that we have been able to do this. Peter would then tell them, no, it's not by our own strength or even our godliness. And he tells them, it is Jesus, it is the name of Jesus, the same Jesus, right, who they crucified and who rose again. Who rose again from the dead. That same Jesus, through faith in his name, right, through faith in his name, this man could walk again. Dear brothers and sisters, as believers and followers of Jesus Christ, you know, we have this same confidence. We have the same hope. The name of Jesus. That faith in his name will accomplish great things. We live in a very real world. And I think every day we face with stress and challenges. Those people outside in the world, they do not believe in Jesus, They have stress and responsibility and worries. And we who believe in Jesus, we who follow Jesus, on many levels are no different. We have stress, we have responsibilities, burdens. They need to earn money, right? Like people who don't believe in Jesus, they also have to work hard and earn money that they may live daily. We who believe in Jesus, follow Jesus, the same, right? We need money to live each day too. We have to work hard and struggle in the world too. But what is the difference, right? What is the difference? What is the difference between us and those who do not know Jesus? We hear, right? We see it here. In the name of Jesus, the mighty name of Jesus, the almighty name of Jesus, the gracious name of Jesus. And as we sang in the beginning, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Jesus, the Lamb of God, who died for our sins, who loved us so much that He came into this world. And I hope each day we hold on to the name of Jesus and we live a life that is different from the world, from those who do not know Jesus. Yes, we have to face the same thing or experience the same thing, but yet through the name of Jesus it's different, right? Oh boy, and I hope today it's through this passage, right? Now we could claim the power and the grace, mercy that is in the name of Jesus. And I pray, right, that each one of us, you have put aside other things on this Sunday morning and to come into the house of the Lord, right? Perhaps you put aside your studies, you put aside your chores, even you set aside your work, and you have come into the house of the Lord to draw close to Him. And I pray, right? And I pray, we would not be like this lame man, right, who was so close. Right? He was at the temple gate. Every day he was there. But yet he never truly, right, truly experienced the power of God in his life. Right? He was so close. Right? Every day he was at the temple door, but he never truly experienced the power of God in his life. Until Peter came. Right, that day. Peter and John came that day. And I hope, right, and my prayer is that, right, we who took time to come before the Lord, that we would encounter and we would really experience the power of the name of Jesus. The hope, the comfort in the name of Jesus. I pray, right, that though money is very important, right, for our daily living, but yet, right, we may believe and experience that the name of Jesus is far, far greater than what money could do. The name of Jesus is far more powerful than money can accomplish, more than what money could accomplish in our life. And so, right? And so we would follow after Jesus and seek after Him. And how do we do that, right? It's just like what we see here in the passage. They went to pray daily, right? They went to pray and draw close to God. And also for us today, praying, yes, and then His Word, His Word. And I pray that we would be willing to spend time to read God's Word and pray each day. Reading God's Word so we may know Him and know the promises. And praying so that we may draw close to Him and keep our heart in tune with Him. Through reading His Word, through praying, and through putting His Word into practice, we would be holding on to the name of Jesus to receive, right, the and experience the power in Jesus' name. And just like Peter and John, at the hour of prayer, they went to the temple to pray. And they followed Jesus for 3.5 years. And so when they faced with this man at the temple door, and as Jesus healed, right, Peter and John, as they followed Jesus, they have seen Jesus heal the lame, heal the sick. And so they were just putting what they have learned from Jesus into practice. Just imagine the scene, or imagine the scene. This silver and gold I do not have, but what I have I give to you. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. What if that person is not able to walk? Peter and John, wouldn't they look like a fool? There's so many people over there. If this person couldn't walk, and he has been, he has been lame from birth, and it says 40 years he has not walked. But here, see, Peter and John, they followed Jesus, they learned from Him, and they applied, right? They just, as they have seen Jesus do before, and they just did it. They believed and they did it. And this is what we could do today, right? Through reading God's Word, through praying, and through applying His Word, we will truly experience the power in the name of Jesus. And you know, we live like, every day we still have to live life, and we still study, go to work, and we face all the stress of life. But it would be different for us, right? If we read God's Word, pray and practice, it would be different. It doesn't mean we don't have to work or we won't face challenges. It doesn't mean that we will, but it would be different. I mean, we would constantly experience God's providence, that would amaze us. That will put us in wonderment. And so, are we willing to practice what we call devotion, a daily devotion? Spend time to read God's Word, to pray. I think whenever we hear about this, about praying and reading God's Word, I think our reaction would be, where's the time, isn't it? Where's the time? We are all so busy. Where's the time? That's an easy excuse or a ready reaction. But if we really believe, if we really believe Christ's name is greater than gold and silver, Christ's name is better than, more powerful than money, then we will take off time. Take out time from our daily routine, daily work, and to spend time to know God through His Word and through prayer and draw close to Him. You see, on the other hand, right, when people, right, when we or the world, we even us, when though we believe in Jesus, when we believe that money is everything, right? Money is the answer. You see, our priorities and the way we live our life, isn't it? So many people, if you look around, when they think money is the answer or money is what makes the world go round, don't they just give up all the other things and just devote all their energy into earning money or making money? Seen people who works 7 days a week. I've seen people who works not at one job, two jobs, even three jobs. People who earn money would even sacrifice time with families, with kids.
to earn money, give up leisure, give up the things that they love. See, because the mentality is money is the answer. Money would solve my problem. And so they devote all the energy in pursuit of money. But you see, if we would change that kind of a mindset, that Christ, that Jesus, His name is greater than money. His name is more precious than money. That Jesus is the answer to my problem, my issue. If we change to that mindset, wouldn't we then devote our energy, devote our time to get to know Jesus, to draw close to Him? See, so who is Jesus to us today? To Peter, from this passage, if he obviously, to Peter and John, Jesus is more precious than money. Jesus is greater than money. And so that's why to this man who was begging every day at the temple, in a way, Jesus and Peter was telling this man, money is important, but money is not the answer. I can lead you, or I can introduce you to someone greater than you. And that's the name, Jesus. In His name, you will be healed. So in the end is, do we believe? We believe really Jesus is name above all names. That Jesus is truly above money, greater and more precious than money. And that He is the answer to all the struggles or all the questions and problems we have in life. And that is Jesus that makes the world goes round. And I pray this is what conviction that was in Peter and John would be the same conviction in us today. And especially in a world like this, full of challenges, full of stress, we will really hold on to this name, Jesus. And our life would be so much more meaningful and so much more blessed. As the Bible says, or in John 10:10, Jesus says, I have come so you might have life. You might have it more abundantly. That in the name of Jesus, truly we will have life and life more abundantly. And again, right, the name of Jesus is powerful, but it doesn't mean that we would, when we trust in Him, call on His name, that we would not face problems or challenges. We still would. But we would just experience in that life's journey, or as we trust in Him, His grace, His provision would leave us in amazement. Cause us to be in wonder. And in closing, I would just like to share a little of our story of my family. And what it meant for us to trust in Jesus and commit everything in prayer. To believe that truly, right, that Jesus is more precious than money and greater than money. And as I was telling you at the beginning, I was born and raised in India. And then I went to Hong Kong to study theology. And after my training, went back to serve in India. And I met my wife in Hong Kong. And we were in the same seminary. Right? So we were fellow students. So after our marriage, she came with us, with me, back to India, and we served together. I served together in India, and our two sons were born there. When a younger son was born, there were a lot of complications. He was born premature. And after a few hours after his birth, he suffered complications, and his lungs collapsed, and there were many other things. And so the doctor worked on him and tried to save him. And in the end, the doctor said they could not save him. And that it's just a matter of time before he dies. And so, you know, my wife was in another hospital. I mean, the hospital where she gave birth, it was a small hospital, so it couldn't handle this. The baby was transferred to another hospital far away. So it was back many years ago. There was no phone, right? It's not like here you have cell phone and all. Even landline was not that easy. That was back in India years ago. So I was at the other hospital with the baby, and she was there. She didn't know the baby is serious, but she never knew. I couldn't tell her, right? That doctor said he's going to die, and that they gave up hope. And what could I do? What could I do? Let's just pray, right? Pray. And I remember I was outside that PICU praying for my son. He was premature, so we were not ready for his birth. And I really haven't really seen him for a long time. And he was inside that PICU, and the doctor already said couldn't save him. I'm praying outside and struggling with God. Just prayed. You know, I had an experience praying at that time that it's really only God, right? Only God could help. This medical science may have advanced, and even man has made or come up with equipments that could save life, but still life is in God's hand. Because in that crisis, and I asked the doctor, did you do everything possible? The doctor said, you know, there is one thing else they could do. They could put the baby on a ventilator, and the hospital has a ventilator. He says the hospital just got the ventilator and no doctor has yet been trained to use it. And so there's a ventilator sitting at the hospital, but it's useless. No one has been trained yet to use it. And so they said they couldn't put the baby on the ventilator. See, a moment like that, it's only God. We have the machine, man has the machine, but it's useless when we don't know how to use it. But to cut the story short, right, God answered prayers and saved him, right? Saved our son. It's God, right? It's God. There's no doubt about that. Because the doctor told me to wait. Just wait, it's a matter of time. And I waited the whole night and the next morning. And thankfully, God in His mercy did not take him away. And then when I talked to the doctor, says, what happened? Did you all do something else or found something else? The doctor was honest enough to say, no, they didn't do anything. But the baby is out of danger. He lived. Right? He is 22 today. But you know, when I say when we trust in Jesus' name, it's not that everything will be smooth sailing. Yes, right, God saved our son. But because of that medical crisis, it caused, right? He is alive, right? And he's healthy, but he has other issues, suffered injury through that collapsed lungs and other things. And over the years, this 22 years, you know, in a way of saying, he was not perfect. He had many issues. Learning difficulties, right? Reflex, right? Many of our reflex action that we take for granted, he didn't have. He was not like perfectly healed, right? Like quote unquote. So, but over these 22 years, we really experienced God's providence every step of the way. And really, there's so many things happen that, like here it says, it's caused us to be in amazement and wonder at what God is, God's faithfulness, the power in the name of Jesus. And we are so grateful to God as well as to this country, right, the United States, where in the school system there is special ed, right? Perhaps you are familiar with that special ed in the school, in the public school. They have a department like special ed, and they are special ed teachers. And they, so he was assigned, right? He was assigned to this program, and through special ed teachers, we were every year, God just brought along a teacher who would take special care of him, who would pay special attention to him. And you know, in the beginning, the doctor was telling us the worst scenario is he could not even finish elementary school. But you know, through the years, though there are many challenges, but we have seen God's faithfulness, God's hand at work. And today, he is starting in UIC. The prognosis was he may not even finish elementary school, but by God's grace, he is in college. The power, the grace, the hope that is in Jesus' name. Now, it's not that we who believe in Jesus, then we would not have problems, won't have difficulties, but we would experience His presence, His providence, His power. We don't have to be sick like my son or to face a crisis like that to experience God, even every day, or even in our daily life, perfectly healthy, we still could experience. And so I pray today's passage would cause us to really, whatever we do, as the Bible says, do it in Jesus' name. So whatever we do, before that we would pray. Would you do that? Practice that? Whatever you do, even mundane things, even routine things, pray and commit in the name of Jesus. And when you get up and go to work or go to school, you just commit that day into God's hand. And it says, Lord, I don't know what it would bring, but I pray that you would be with me. I would experience your presence and your power. And like this, so even in daily, routine things, as we pray and trust, commit, you would experience. And would you, even as you are very busy, spend time to study God's Word and to study God's Word. Because knowing that it is knowing Him and knowing His promises that we can claim those promises in our prayer. And then in this world, when we put God's Word into practice, at times we need to pay the price, isn't it? Pay the cost. Or would you be willing to do that? And you pay the price to put God's Word into practice, but you would experience the power in the name of Jesus. So, what is most important? Is our trust in silver and gold? And that our life purpose is to accumulate as much silver and gold as possible so I may feel secure? Or we really believe like Peter and John, Christ is more precious than silver and gold. His name the power in His name is greater. And I pray that as we believe in the name of Jesus in faith, truly each day we will live life and have life more abundantly. Let us pray. Father, thank you for your words to us this morning. Our prayer that, Lord, you would imprint your word into our hearts. The Lord Jesus, His name is more precious than gold and silver. Though money is important for our daily living, but Christ is more precious. So teach us, Lord, to pursue after Jesus, to seek after Him, to learn and to walk in His ways. Commit each one into the Lord's hand, Lord, and we pray all our burdens, the stress of life, the cares of life, the burdens of life, we commit them into your hand. That in Jesus' name, every day we will find wisdom and strength and rest in all our work. Bless everyone here and bless the church. And continue to shine brightly for you. In Jesus' name.